Hello.
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 I'm yelling into my mic and it's not clipping.
Weird.
Hello.
Hello.
Goodbye. Hello, goodbye.
Fuck shit.
Just, you know, just audible, you know, storytelling right there. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I loved it. Hi, and welcome to Brought to the Table. Today, we don't have any of the nerds. Actually, I guess given what we're about to do, we definitely have some of the nerds, huh? Anyways, it's just me and Scott this week. Diana and Caitlin and Ian are, I don't know, off being sick and having jobs or something. Who cares?
Being sick of their jobs.
I don't think you're wrong, I'll be honest. So instead of doing a topic today, like, I don't know, yarn work, which is maybe what I had spent some hours preparing, nobody else was going to be able to do yarn work with me, kind of unexpectedly, so I decided to call an audible and make Scott play Dungeons & Dragons with me.
We're going to call a second audible, and we're just going to scream for 30 minutes straight.
Oh, is that... Well, hold up. I have to scream first to call
That is us calling the audible.
But the audible, like, call will be to continue screaming, or scream a second time, I guess.
No, the audible call will be to stop screaming.
Oh, interesting. Huh, sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing. All right. Yeah, I hate it. So, in terms of the Dungeons & Dragons, or D&D, if you're a nerd, myself and Scott, I DM a campaign that Scott is playing in, and actually Diana plays in too. And so I thought it would be kind of fun if Scott and I sort of did a one-on-one D&D session where we got a little prologue to his character. His character is level 1, so garbage. Actually, I think you're technically going to be playing this at level 2, right? Did you level up yet?
No, I have not leveled up. So I will. I should have leveled up, but this will work.
It's fine. So we're playing at level 1, and it's going to be a very talk-heavy, very improv-heavy. I figured, you know, we were doing this like probably 6 hours ago. So it's going to be very improv. So, like, if I struggle to come up with names and people and places and things to do, forgive me, please. All right, so why don't you introduce our audience to your character?
It was a dark, stormy night. Much like tonight, except it's neither dark nor stormy. It's just really fucking cold.
That was last week, 2 weeks ago.
You walk into a bar. You see a giant, giant halfling sitting next to a half-elf. That half-elf points you to a dude who's just sitting alone and you think is also a half-elf. That dude pointed to is Zarky Raistu.
Zarky Raistu. And what class are you playing Zarky Raistu, who is indeed a half-elf?
He is indeed a half-elf. And you notice while he's sitting alone, he's tapping along to the ambient music of this tavern. Did I say it was a tavern? You're in a tavern.
Yeah, you said bar, which close bar. Enough.
Yeah. You go back a century or 17, and now it's a tavern. And you notice he's tapping along, and you notice he must be inspired by music and other bullshit. He is a bard.
All right, and a fairly sneaky one at that, if I do recall.
He tries to be sneaky. People think he wants people to think that he tries to be sneaky.
It's just he's so good at it he doesn't have to try, or he's just really bad at it?
Yes.
All right. I like it. Okay, so for those of you who haven't played Dungeons & Dragons or listened to a podcast or, you know, seen anybody play, Dungeons & Dragons is a role-playing game where people will create characters that they will role-play through. And so Scott has introduced his character, Zarky Raistu, to us, who is a half-elf bard. And those are classes that like to talk to people and play instruments. And I like Scott's character a lot. I'm going to have a lot of fun, I think, right now. So now that Scott's introduced us to his character, let me introduce you to the rest of this bar. Zarky, you are sitting in a bar in the city of Neverwinter, which is along the northern edge of the Sword Coast. This bar essentially has no name. There's no sign on the front. It's a skeevy place for skeevy people, which is a place that Zarky, I think, would be pretty well suited in.
Yeah, it's the bar with a black door.
It's a bar. It's the bar with a black door, yes. And you've set up a meeting with a contact of a shady organization known as the Zentarum. You've never done any work for this organization, but you sure as hell know that they're shady. You are looking for a half-orc by the name of Thomas Chaucer. It seems like you are just waiting at the
Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah.
As one bard does in a tavern.
As one bard does in a tavern. Not multiple bards, though. In through the door of this rather dank, seedy bar that is almost underground. Like it's a half it's a half flight of stairs down to even get to the door. It's much like McLaren's and How I Met Your Mother, but like way shadier. That's how I'm imagining this bar. Yeah, way shadier. And indeed, right on time, a half-orc walks in and sees you and instantly identifies that you're the man he's looking for. The half-orc walks over and sits down. For a half-orc, this man is rather short. Half-orcs are generally fairly tall at 6 feet, maybe a little over. This half-orc is 5'1", which might even be shorter than you. And Thomas sits down and says, "Zarky, I presume?"
"Would you presume otherwise?"
"You might not be the guy I'm looking for. I don't know."
"I am he."
"All right. Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. The Zentarum really appreciates your services that we hope you'll be able to provide."
"I wish I could say likewise."
"All right." And he he slides you the fantasy equivalent of a manila envelope.
A floating manila envelope.
A floating manila envelope, yes. Sort of encased in this fog, this purple fog, which appears to keep it afloat. And Thomas says to you, "We have a need for your services tonight. This is mostly a trial run to see if you are worthy of working with us. But I think you'll find our payment rather suiting as well." What would you like to do? Would you like to open the envelope?
"Are there any details you think I should know?"
"Well, I will say that the reason that we've chosen you for this task is not to be, how do I phrase this? Not to be rude, but you aren't quite the fighting type, it looks." And he eyes you up and down, looking, and you
I eye him up and down.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, "All right. Okay."
"Not in that way. No winking involved."
"No winking. All right. All right. Retract whatever the hell I just said." He says, you do fairly well at talking to people, getting into places you maybe aren't supposed to be. In this document, we'll give you all the information that you need. However, I can tell you that it involves talking to people and getting in places you're not supposed to be. And in particular, it involves you getting something for us and retrieving it, giving it back to us, and we pay you for it."
"My typical line of work. Nothing else to be said."
That's kind of why we hired you. So
I'm gonna get up and leave without reading.
"Do you take it at least?"
"Yes."
"Okay." He says, all right. Well, you know how to find me," which you do. So where do you go? You took it and left. Where do you go?
"All right, I go back to my place and thoroughly analyze the documents. What do they say?"
"Sure, you go back to what I imagine is the fantasy equivalent of a studio apartment. So, you know, surrounded in purple fog and floating. You go back to your fantasy studio apartment and crack open this fantasy manila folder. And you see that you've been hired to steal some documents from a noble in the area. And when they want you to steal the documents is sort of laid out for you because they think it will be an ample opportunity. And that opportunity is actually tomorrow night at a masquerade ball at this noble's establishment.
All right.
This ball, the noble is named Lila Montague. L-A-I-L-A. You don't care. Lila Montague.
Lila. You got me on my knees. All right.
Damn, that's good. Thanks for that. They are a human, and they are also the head of a guild here in Neverwinter called the Scarlet Cog, which specializes in manufacturing things like clockwork machines and very steampunk type stuff, you know, fantasy bullshit. So it's surrounded in purple fog and floating. They are the hosts of this party, Lila, And you may not have a ticket per se, but they think that, the Zentarum think that once you get in the door, you'll have a much easier time maneuvering around.
So now, there's only one bouncer is what you're saying.
Not necessarily, but the house doesn't seem terribly hard to get into. And once you're in it during this party, it should be much easier to maneuver around than if, you know, it wasn't a party.
Okay. Do I know the relative scale of the events? How many people are going?
This is a rather large event, probably 100 plus people attending, mostly nobles from around the city, some artisans who are fairly skilled in their craft, even nobles from other cities are coming into this event so that you can so that they can mingle and network and do whatever the hell nobles do. Drink, I guess. That's probably what nobles did, right?
Yeah. Get super fucking wasted.
Get super hammered. Like I said, this is a masquerade ball, which is fortunate for you because you've been in Neverwinter for a while, and a man of your trade does pick up some heat. You are a wanted man in Neverwinter at the moment.
Well, that changes the plan I was just hatching. Mm-hmm.
It does. Your face is on wanted posters around the city. It's not a lot of them. You're not wanted, to be hanged or what have you, but you do owe a hefty fine or a prison time if you're caught.
Am I wanted on the scale that a bouncer would notice me, or just high probability of at least one person at the party noticing me?
I would say that guards would notice you, like city guards, which are likely to be of employ at this this party. So you have essentially one day to hatch a plan, gather materials, do whatever, scout the location.
All right. I would like to scout the location for entrances. How long does it take me to get there? I'm going to go after dark to scout location, but not like sketchy after dark. I'm going to say like 8 p.m. darkness.
Yeah, like 8 or 9, you know, it's not too late to be out, especially in a city like Neverwinter where there are some streetlights and things, which are some big city amenities. Yeah, it doesn't take you long to get there. We'll just say that you arrive then there and are able to scout out the location. This is a rather large manor. However, it is in the center of town, which means that it is flanked on either sides by other buildings. It does have a large wall sort of in the front courtyard area, 10 feet tall, made of brick with these wrought iron spokes sticking out of the top, ready, you know, making it difficult to climb over. Do see that there is one gate through the wall, which there appears to be like a little porthole through so that somebody could see through and see who's arriving at the gate and allow them through. Where would you like to go or look or investigate further?
Are the gates guarded currently?
Currently, there is a guard at the gate, just sort of lackadaisically. Not at the little porthole thing, but just kind of standing in front of the gate, making sure nobody comes through. It is a city guard.
And the gate is quite wide, I assume?
10 feet. It's like double door wide, or, you know, wide enough to fit a wagon
or something. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna like take one lap around the place. Do I notice anything interesting? I can roll for investigation.
Yeah, roll for investigation or perception, your choice.
I'll roll for perception, I think, because I am a dumb boy. All right.
Yes, you are. Also, your character's not smart either.
Rolling for perception, of which I am proficient.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a solid nat 2, makes 6.
Makes 6. All right. Well,
wait, that was a d12. Hold on.
Yeah, you need to fix that one up.
Ah, that's a nat 16, which makes 20.
All right, that'll give you much more. So, as you're perusing around, you see a couple of things that might be of interest. Firstly, just inside the gate. So if you are imagining maybe the front wall is 60 feet wide, okay, taking up the entire width of their lot. Sort of on the left-hand side is where the gate is with the porthole that you can walk through. And then on the right-hand side, probably about 20 feet to the left of the right-hand, you know, end of the wall, you see a rather large oak tree that hangs over into the street.
How tall did you say the fence was? 12 feet?
The fence is 10 feet tall with two extra feet of wrought iron spokes, like spikes, which I was actually about to tell you. Due to this tree, those spike, like the tree has kind of grown onto the spikes, making it so that they aren't like poking, like you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The tree has grown onto it. There's also some broken bricks in this area, which, you know, with your perception check, you sort of notice that, oh, if I were to be kind of dexterous and smart about it, you could climb over. Let me give you a few more things. There is sort of on either sides of the mansion itself, there are other houses, which are also fairly tall. But with that, both of those houses have windows facing each other, through which you could imagine you might be able to jump from one to the other if you would like to, you know, take that route. Those are two obvious points of entry. However, if there's anything you're looking for in particular, I'd be happy to tell you if it exists or not.
What do I notice about, so there is a wall, right? A fence. Is there a yard in front of it?
Yes.
How big is the actual manor inside of the fence?
Like outside?
So like how big is the manor inside of this fence that I am trying to enter from? If I were to say jump the fence, how far do I have to run with no cover?
Yeah, you'd be able to figure this out. 30 feet.
It's a pretty big distance, right? Like, people would spot me running across if there was somebody standing there.
Yeah, if you were just bolting it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And given as this is going to be a large party, you know, there might be people outside. It is late summer, so it does get rather hot indoors sometimes. And so, in the evening, people like to stand outside when it's a little cooler. Mm-hmm.
Do I know anything about the guard here? Would the guard who's on patrol now be the same person who'd be on patrol tomorrow night?
That seems reasonable to presume.
Okay. I think I figured out. Can I figure out anything about the interior manor from the outside without raising suspicion? How much can I see into it, given there's this 10-foot fence?
You can see a little bit into the third floor. Because remember, this is a solid brick wall, so you can essentially like back up enough so that you can see over it. And looking into it, you can see fine lace curtains, beds. You know, the third floor is clearly residence of this manor. You don't see much of interest up there.
All right, I think I'm done here. Out of character, tell you what my first plan is going to be.
Okay.
And just so I can like brainstorm the steps I need to take tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm planning on illusioning some document that says I'm part of the band. So I'm going to show up with an instrument running late. So I'll show up to the party 20 minutes late and say, I am a substitute lute player for the band for this this gathering. So I'll have to be let in. So I need to first find out what the style of music and stuff is going to be for the party.
Okay. So I imagine you're going to stake out the party as people start to arrive and things like that?
Yes.
Okay, that's how that's going to go. Okay, cool. All right.
I'm also going to need to go get what do you think typical musician garb will be? I think we're going to have to go in costume, right? Or I'll have to find out what the band is wearing.
Let me see. How can I assist you here? Roll wisdom with proficiency.
Just straight wisdom?
Yeah. With your proficiency modifier.
Yes. 15.
So, being a musician, you have spent some time around other musicians. Makes sense. And you've talked to them about various gigs that they've had, things that they've done, and you've heard about Lila Montague before and her parties, because as it turns out, Lila Montague likes to throw a lot of masquerade balls. And she does like, you know, the musicians to be well-dressed, you know, tux, what have you, very nice looking, but does appreciate it if they come wearing a mask. It's not required, but she enjoys it.
Okay.
And you also asked about style of music. It's fantasy party music, so, you know, surrounded in a purple fog and floating.
Okay, cool. I think I would, knowing that my character knows that now, I think this would be his first lane of attack. Is okay. Just walk straight in, holding an instrument, acting rushed, you know.
Okay.
You must let me in,
sort
or the
of
party
a,
will.
Sort of a I belong here sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Is there any other questions you have before we
do I own any of the things? I assume I'm gonna go buy a mask.
Yeah, we can get you a mask. We'll end up doing that. Any other questions that you want to ask before we leave here?
You said there's only one guard on duty. Is he armed?
Yes. Yeah, just a short sword. He's wearing leather armor. You do know that this will be an event trafficked by many nobles, and thus is likely to be heavily guarded, and starting a fight, probably not advisable. Yeah.
It's less of do I think I'm going to fight him, and more do I think he's going to be a pushover.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, let's go find you a mask. It is late into the evening, so like you said...
I'm going to go to bed and do this tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. So you head back to your fantasy studio apartment. You go to bed. You wake up the next morning, and you need a mask. And let's roll high or low for Do You Have a Tux?
High. It's a high roller, dude.
Sir, you have a tux. Awesome. So you don't need to worry about getting a tux. Let's go find you a mask.
I'm going to get a mask that matches my violin. I forgot I'm a violin player, not a lute player.
So you go through the city. You've been here for a little while now, as long as you're in Eddie City. And as you go through, you know, when you arrive at a city, you figure out what the important stores that you need to know are, what the... I don't know if you do much pickpocketing, but, you know, big touristy areas with lots of fancy shops are generally good for pickpockets, so you might know where those are, which would
I know
be
of
where you would find a mask.
I don't think I participate.
Okay. But you know the pickpocket spots, probably, the areas that are profitable for pickpockets, which would be precisely where you need to go right now, because that seems like the area that would be able to produce you a fancy mask.
Right. I'm going to find a quite fine mask.
All right. It's fairly early in the morning, so the streets are not very crowded. You're able to move there with ease. You arrive at a mask shop called Stealth Check, and inside you see a lovely older woman of halfling race, and she greets you and says, "Oh, hello, dearie. What do you need today?"
I tell her I've got great plans to go out next week, so I would... love to have a mask to wear to that masquerade ball.
Oh, a masquerade ball. That sounds wonderful. Well, we have plenty of masks, either off the shelf, or I can make one for you by hand. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for one that looks quite refined, but does not stand out. Very generic, but very polished.
All right, well, let's see.
And she goes over to a wall that is just top to bottom, you know, side to side, filled with masks of varying shapes, sizes, and colors. There's one that looks just like Phantom of the Opera mask. There's one that's literally just like Batman's hood. And then she pulls one off the shelf that is carved out of a mahogany wood with some brass inlay. And it's in the shape of a fox's face.
How does this look? Now, this is a little more ostentatious than I think you would prefer, but I do like the brass, and I think that fox is pretty interesting look. You know, not a lot of people have those, and it's still very distinguished, I would say.
I'm going to ask, do you have anything with horns?
With horns? Well, let's see. And she sets the fox mask out. She, you know, she appears to be drawn to it. And she goes and she grabs her little stepladder, ta-dunk, sets it down and climbs up. And she looks, and she grabs a mask off the top. And she says, yes, all right, that will do. And she carefully climbs down and she shows it to you. And it is a ram's head mask. It is made out of... Oh, what's a light-colored wood? I used to know this stuff. Pine? No, not pine.
Mahogany?
Sabioli, maybe?
Wait, mahogany's...
No, mahogany's a dark wood.
Rosewood?
She shows you a mask. No, that's dark red. I know there's like... Oh, I know what I got. I know it. Okay. So she shows you the mask. and it is in the shape of a ram. And it's very detailed. Even like the tufts of hair have been carved out. And she says, "This piece, I was very intrigued, and it was made out of a piece of driftwood that arrived just off the Sword Coast. Yes, it rolled right in, and we were able to make 3 masks out of it, and this is one of them. I think it's gorgeous. It's a little costly, but it's wonderful. How do you like it?"
"This is exactly what I was looking for. How much will it set me back?"
"Wonderful. It will set you back 10 gold. Now, just for scale for our listeners, you can roughly translate 1 gold to $20 in D&D terms. That's sort of how it goes. I don't even think I've told you that, Scott.
No, yeah. Yeah. I only have, also for our listeners, I only have 15 gold currently.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of money, to be fair.
Yeah. And I ask, how much would she require for the fox mask?
4 gold.
4 gold. That's quite a lot for a mask that I was not coming here for. What about 2 gold?
2 gold for the fox?
Yes.
And she ponders for a minute. Roll persuasion.
Roll persuasion. This is even my end goal. I am proficient in persuasion. And that's a nat 1.
You so better 6. Watch it, Sonny, or this price might go up.
"All right. Well, to tell you, I am very interested in the ram mask, but it is more money than I carry on me in parts like this. Would you be willing mm-hmm. to take 5 gold for it?"
What did I offer originally?
10.
7? 10? I forget, dude.
Would you be willing to take 3 copper pieces?
No. Roll persuasion. And remember, you are getting a 50% price cut here, so she...
I know.
Yeah.
"All right, that's a 17. It's not bad.
I'll do 7.
"You'll do 7. I'm sorry, but I'm only carrying 5 gold pieces on me currently."
"Right, you said that. I forgot. I'll cut you a deal. If you go to this masquerade ball and talk up my business, you promise for me, talk up stealth check, famous masks from Neverwinter. If you go to this masquerade ball and talk me up, I'll give you this for 5 gold.
"That's a done deal. I swear to you that when I go to my best friend Ludwig's masquerade ball, I'll talk
nonstop." "Oh, it's Ludwig's masquerade ball. I love Ludwig. He's very nice."
"I know him from Fantasy College."
"Oh, Fantasy College. Oh, those were the days with fantasy fantasy football."
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Oh, and fantasy orientation. Fantasy walking to class where your shoes get covered in the gray in the purple fog, right, and you float.
This joke sucks. Let's stop.
I love this joke. Hey, so I do want to point out the reason that I came up with mahogany first for the first mask and teakwood for the second mask. I wasn't looking at it at the time, and I wasn't thinking about it either, but my candle, the name of it, is Mahogany Teakwood.
Yeah, I was going to go with maple is the wood I was thinking of. That's make fretboards out of maple.
I don't know wood colors. Figure I could get away with whatever I want for driftwood. Cool. Okay, so you've acquired a ram's mask, which is 1 of 3, so it's pretty nice. Okay, cool. So it is still fairly early in the morning. Is there anything you'd like to do before we head on?
What does my tux look like? I want it to look very spiffy.
It looks very spiffy. I'll give it to you. Yeah, you're a musician. If you're keeping a tux, it's for playing music, and you'll keep it up.
Okay, I'm gonna shine my shoes or have my shoes shine now.
Okay, you go do that. Does. It's like 3 copper pieces.
That's all the copper pieces I have. Done.
Done. All right. Cool.
All right. So I'm going to now. Now it's probably like midday, right? I'm going to scout out kind of the area again and find what I think the common paths for people entering are, so I can sit mostly unnoticed and find an activity for me to do while I'm sitting unnoticed.
So paths that people are normally walking on, like right now, or paths
to the party? They like, will be. You said there's only one entrance, right? But I assume you said it's surrounded by other buildings, so it's going to be like four possible funnels into that. Yep. I want to find a spot that allows me to sit unnoticed but observe those funnels.
Okay. You find a cafe nearby that gives you a pretty good vantage point. It's a two-story cafe, so you can sit on the first floor or the second floor and have a pretty good vantage point over the happenings. You've got a seat in this cafe. First or second floor?
Second floor. I've brought my stuff in a bag, both my violin, my tux, and everything. So I can make
it. You've got all your equipment. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So are you just sitting here waiting for things to happen?
I'm waiting for things to happen. So I'm gonna keep an eye out for what I think people are wearing when the party has started. So basically when the first flow of people has started. So they've come in, but party's not like officially, it's not like halfway through, you know what I mean? When the first full group of people stops being in line at the front gate. Fashionably late time, exactly. And I also take an eye out for anybody that I think is carrying instruments.
Okay.
All right, and then I wait.
Okay. So you are sitting here. If I say anything at any point that you're like, ooh, I want to do something on that, just interrupt me. Go for it. So you're sitting there waiting on the second floor, looking at the entrance and overseeing the whole area. And you can see from here a little bit better people on the second floor of the mansion getting ready for the party, moving things around, shuffling things about. You notice
what do
that
I notice
people
about,
are bringing up.
Are there any places that they're coming into and out of, and specifically any places they're not moving things in and out of?
Yes.
Can I see that far
actually,
in?
Roll perception. Roll perception.
Perception. Oh, geez. 23.
Yes. So the area that you've got the best vantage point onto happens to be the stairs leading from the first floor to the second floor. And you see that most people, the stairs are sort of facing you. So they come up the stairs and then essentially like face out the front window of the mansion. Most people will walk up the stairs and immediately take a left to sort of continue heading up the stairs or head into the rooms, on the left side of them. But very few people seem to be turning to their right. You don't even see anybody actually head in there.
Okay. Does it seem like there's a lot of space in there, or is like the stairway on sort of the right side of the building?
The stairway is in the dead center of the building. And then
so there is a fair amount of space on the right, but nobody's going in around.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. At least not into that doorway. People might be like heading around behind the stairs to the third floor and heading that way, you know? So you don't know what that door is, but people don't seem to be using it. All right. So you notice people are setting up like there's a velvet rope that comes out, you know, towards the front so that people who are waiting in line will be more orderly than if they were just, all arriving en masse. And the guards, they set up some guards outside, and before any guests arrive or before any musicians arrive, you do see more guards arrive to the scene. Some of them are posted outside, three are posted outside, and there's a couple that are just inside the gate, and then there's more that just walk into the house, or at least you lose track of them, so you presume they're into the house.
Okay.
Any actions on that? Or are you good?
Do I count how many, just to be sure?
Okay.
Can I get a count?
Let's find out.
I can roll a d20.
No, actually. So there's 12 guards total. There's three outside, two just inside the gate, and another seven somewhere else.
Somewhere inside the gate.
Or inside the gate. Yeah, inside, either in the courtyard or inside the building. You definitely see some come up the stairs or what have you.
Okay.
You do see what look like musicians start to arrive, and your guess was right as to their attire. They are wearing a tux, and all of them are. There's four of them. It does appear to be sort of a string-based event, so you're pretty well set on that. And they are all wearing animal masks. High or low?
Low.
They look to be pretty much on par with how fancy your mask is. So, pretty good.
Solid.
Yep.
All right. They've arrived. I'm going to get ready now, actually. I'm going to get in my garb. I'm going to say wait 15 minutes after I think they have settled down inside and started playing for at least 5 or 10 minutes based on how long I think it take them to set up. And I'm going to work up a sweat. I'm going to run in circles or do some jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm. And do some sprints. Yeah, I get you. Okay, yes. Cool. You work up a little bit of a sweat. Okay, so you are, I presume, about to attempt to enter the party, right?
Yes. I approach out of breath with a brisk power walk, violin firmly in hand, and I'm holding a piece of paper in the other hand. I'm holding an illusion piece of paper in the other hand that says, My name is Vincenzi, the lead violin for the string ensemble performing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and before I give you his response, we're going to take a quick break just because I want to do that. So we'll be back in just a minute.
With the fateful outcome of whether or not I make it through the fucking gate to start this quest.
Okay, we'll be back.
Back, folks.
We are at the gate.
I approach the guard.
You approach the guard. Where last time on D&D 30 seconds ago, you had worked yourself up into a sweat. You illusioned.
Got all dressed up.
You got all dressed up just so you can dress back down.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, the lead violinist for the musical parties.
Actually, sorry, the paper isn't going to say I am the second violinist, and I'm going to say I am the lead violinist.
All right, okay. A fun little twist there. Okay.
Overinflated self-importance here.
You're building a character within your character here. I like it. Okay, so you illusion off this paper, and you walk up, or you jog up, I suppose, with your violin case in hand and your magical knot paper. Is it real paper? That you've illusioned something onto?
It's a scroll, yeah.
It's a scroll that you've illusioned something on. Well, yeah.
Whole scroll is an illusion.
Okay, so the whole scroll is an illusion. So if he touches it, he sees...
Oh,
literally
this is going to backfire, but I didn't think of this, so we're going for it.
Okay. All right, so you arrive and go ahead and engage with us.
Listen, I have just arrived, and I realize that I am quite late... But my carriage was overturned in the middle of town, you see. I am the lead violin player, Vincenzo, and I have a feeling that the band is going to need me for their upcoming single, saluting the fair lady hostess of this party.
Oh, so lead violin, do you have identification?
Listen, this is the only piece of paper I have. I assume you've let the band in with the full invitation. I'm going to... open the scroll with both hands, so I've kind of got it close to me.
And
listen,
I
can play you some music if you like, but I need to get in there in 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
Hey, John, can you read? I can't read. John's coming. He'll read. Hi, my name is John. I have the same voice. Now, let's see, Vincenzo,
roll performance. Actually, either performance or deception, your choice.
I am proficient in deception, I think.
And roll...
Not performance, but
add deception, advantage because of the work that you put into it. Yeah, roll with advantage.
Good, because the first one was a 5.
Ooh.
All right, well, it's a 12.
All right, is that total?
Total.
All right, don't worry. He a crit failed.
All right, seems real to me. Let him on through. We got a member of the band coming. Jimmy! Jimmy, open it up. I know, I told you that. I just, please open it.
Jimmy will open it for you. I've been Johnny. Nice to meet you. Have fun playing the party.
Can we meta this? Johnny. Yeah. I got my guitar out and learned Layla for this whole skit, and I didn't even get to fucking do it. All right.
Well, that's all right, cool. Letdown. That's unfortunate. You did a good job.
Your guards were too dumb for this shit.
You just did a good job. Okay, so you are in the party now. You are not under any suspicion of being out of place here, so you're free to move about within the confines of the party. What would you like to do?
I'm actually going to mingle with people and find doors that people are not close to. So I'm here to find some documents, right?
Yes.
Did my plan include what the documents were and where they might be in this house?
The plans did not tell you what the documents were. In fact, they specifically requested you not look at them. However, figures. They did say that the documents are within the office of Layla, whatever the last name is, Layla Montague, likely locked in her drawer, something like that. It seems that they think it'll be pretty apparent when you get in there which documents it is. And if it's not, you can just take all of them.
This is true. I'm going to go over kind of near the band, but not like so close that it would be suspicious. And I'm just going to place my violin case down.
Mm-hmm.
So I no longer look like a member of the band.
Okay, so you're sort of just dropping it off near the band so that it kind of looks like it's with the band.
Exactly.
But not close enough so that they see it and are like, is that ours?
Not close enough that people would think I actually am a member of the band.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Actually, you know what? We're going to give it to you. You'll take that one for free. Okay, so you've successfully dropped off your guitar. You are assimilating as a member of the party, not as a member of the band. So that's another good step. Let's continue. You said you wanted to mingle?
I'm gonna mingle, find anybody who I think has knowledge of this, has been to parties here before. Not the lady herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to ask, have you been to parties here before, since I know they're common to a couple people?
Sure, yeah, sure. So you ask around looking for somebody who's been to a party here before, and you actually catch a glimpse of somebody who seems like they've been here before. Like, they're directing people to the bathroom. They're saying, oh, you have to try this. It's good every time. You know, something like that. Okay, and you walk up to an elf, a female elf, and she's got somewhat pale skin for even an elf, I would say. And she's rather medium build, not particularly heavy, not particularly thin, not particularly tall, not particularly short, just a perfectly average elf. Has short cut hair and is clearly just really enjoying the party. In fact, let's see, what sort of animal does her mask resemble? We're going to say it resembles a platypus. It resembles a platypus with a long dark wood beard. What the fuck do I think platypuses look like? Holy shit. A long it's dark a wood mask. Bill. Yeah, it's a Santa mask. Santa, the most dangerous platypus. And it's got some fur carved into it. It's about as ornate as your mask, which is saying something. Your mask is very nice.
Okay, I'm going to approach said full elf, right? Full elf?
Mm-hmm. Full elf.
Okay. Yes. What a lovely party you've got going here. I couldn't help but notice that your mask is quite like mine. It's lovely.
Oh, yes, I do love my mask. I got it from Stealth Check. Have you been? They're wonderful.
Of course. I've been looking for...
My apologies. My name is Beatrix. And may I ask, who may you be?
I am Vincenzo. I am a lowly trader from, what's the city that's around here but quite far away? Place Waterdeep. Nobody's been, but people would know him. I'm a lowly trader working my way up from usually stationed in Daggerford.
Daggerford? Well, interesting. That's quite a long ways away. What brings you to Neverwinter?
Well, you see, I actually had quite a good season last, whatever the last season was, fall. Let's say last fall. And, you know, I've pocketed quite a bit of money, but now I'm totally out of stock. So I thought, I don't really like it here in dumb old Daggerford. Why not try a more bustling city like Neverwinter?
Oh, well, I will tell you, Neverwinter has all of the amenities that you could ever desire, and look at the parties that we throw. I mean, Layla has truly outdone herself this time. I mean, look at that chandelier. And indeed, there's a very nice chandelier hanging up above you in sort of the atrium that hangs from the you know, floor of the third floor, or the ceiling of the second floor, down through into the first floor.
It is quite lovely. How large is this manor?
Oh, this manor. I truly don't know. I've not been able to explore much of it. They keep the third level locked off to party guests. The second level is generally only for VIP members. The first level is for any entrance to the parties. And so there's still plenty to do down here, mind you. I have been up to the second floor. It is quite wonderful. They have some very, very expensive alcohols up there, of wines and whiskeys and gins and whatever you could need.
Ah, of course, of course. What does the lady of the house do? How did she acquire all of this money? How did she acquire the ability to be this rich?
Yeah, I guess. Well, she is the head of the Scarlet Cog, I'm trying to remember a word. She's the head of the Scarlet Cog, which is the premier manufacturer of clockwork in the city. And Neverwinter, you must know, being a trader, Neverwinter is the epitome of advanced technologies and clockworks and machines powered by magic.
Ah, of course. You know, as a trader myself, I consider myself a member of the working class, and as you could tell, since I am here, I've done quite well for myself. But I could never imagine just overseeing things. What do you think the lady does all day?
Oh, well, she mostly handles the finances of the business nowadays. She, when she first got started, her father primarily crafted the materials and the things to sell, and she was mostly in charge of the selling. And as their business, as their guild has grown, so has her fortune, and her responsibilities have evolved. It's truly been an inspiring story to watch as a citizen of Neverwinter. If you'll excuse me, I do. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm trying to beat around the bush and find out she knows where her office is.
Well, if you'll excuse me, darling, I see a man over there who I haven't seen in 6 months. I'm going to have to go say hello. Please, if you see me again, don't be afraid to say hello. And it's Vincenzo, was it?
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo. All right. Well, my name's been Bellatrix. It's been a pleasure to see you. And a wonderful mask, by the way. And she scampers. Please. Isn't the right word. She runs away as fast as she can.
Okay. All right, well, that was thoroughly not useful. Trying to think what kind of person would have knowledge of the layout of the building.
I mean, talk it out.
All right, so this was obviously an experienced partygoer, but the experienced partygoers are probably not the people who know where the office is. So I need to, one, find out if the office... Presumably the office is on the second or third floor. I need to find where it is on those floors so I can get there. So I can... Once I get to the second or third floor, I can get to the place without suspicion of having to look around at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once I find that out, if I find somebody who knows the layout of the building, or even better, works there, I think I'm just going to charm them into taking me there.
Okay.
Because charm person is one of my spells. And if I find like a low level enough person, I feel like charm will have a high chance of success.
Okay.
Or I have other barge things that I can do.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay, so what kind of a person are you looking for? Are you looking for, like, a guard? Are you looking for, like, a member of the wait staff? Like, what are you looking for?
So, like, guard is not the right one, because they would have no reason to take me to an office, right? They have all the reason to keep me from going to the office. The only way I could get a guard to do it, my last resort was start a fight and have them try and lock me up in the office. That was a bottom of the barrel plan. So what I really want is like a permanent wait staff or like a butler or, you know, something of that kind. Somebody who really knows, who works personally, sure, but is not a noble.
Okay, roll perception to look for somebody of this nature.
I have either bombing rolls or like bombing rolls. Woo! Nat 2, so 6.
Nat 2. Not great, but I will give you something for your efforts. You see a handful of people who might be worth talking to. You see people coming in and out of what you presume to be the kitchen, or at least a hallway to the kitchen, carrying platters of trays, or carrying platters of
so various much food.
Foods. Yeah, essentially, it's just finger foods, you know, snacks, but a lot of it. I mean, just a crazy amount of it. And then you also see, you know, you do see the guards of sorts. They are just on patrol, really. They aren't doing much. They're not drinking, but they are, you know, they're not hyper-vigilant, at least down here on the first floor. You do see a handful of people.
Can I count the guards in this perception check that I see on this floor?
Yeah, sure. You count. It does take you a little bit of time, but you are able to, like, kind of walk around and be like, yeah, there he is, there he is. And you count there are 3 guards on this floor.
Okay, so that leaves 4 not on this
floor. Sorry, 4 guards on this floor.
So at least 3, okay. Okay, so do I see anybody who's not waitstaff but I think is associated with the estate and not the party?
Yes, you do. You notice somebody who isn't carrying food back and forth, but they are very, like they're very clearly not mingling. They're very clearly keeping an eye on the party. They're very clearly, you know, like occasionally they will walk up to the second floor and just like kind of peer out over the party. They're not wearing very ostentatious clothing. They're not wearing a mask. It seems fairly reasonable to assume that they would be the sort of butler type thing, somebody overseeing the party.
Okay, I'm going to go antagonize them. So I'm going to go.
All right.
I'll walk up to them and be like, I thought this was a masquerade ball. You there, no mask, no fun allowed.
Oh, well, sir, I must say that I traditionally don't take part in the parties because I'm busy trying to make sure that you all don't drink too much and throw up all over Miss Montague's fine carpets and such. So if you'll excuse me, I must get back to work.
Oh, okay, but one quick question. What do you think what is the worst incident you've ever overseen in one of these parties you're hosting?
Well, this comes pretty close, I must say.
Damn.
However, if you do want a truly juicy story, I'm not one to tell tales. However, Layla, who I believe should be coming down rather
wasn't
soon.
Wasn't her name not Layla earlier?
Yeah, her name's, her, I think it was Lila originally.
Yeah.
Layla. Lila should be coming down soon, so you should ask her.
Oh, does she? Where is she coming down from? I assume she was already among us.
Well, she's on the second floor. She generally alternates between the first floor and the second floor. You know, visit the VIPs, visit the rest of the party back and forth and throughout the night, just to keep everyone happy.
Ah, I must go see her on the second floor, then.
Well, she'll be down in about half an hour, if you don't mind waiting. Unless you have a VIP invitation.
Is he the one who's bouncing the second floor? Who's guarding the entrance to the second floor?
There is one guard sort of standing near the entrance, standing near the stairway, clearly checking people's invitations as they walk up. And he, okay. The butler man here has just assumed that you don't have one because you're on the first floor. If you had one, you'd be on the second floor already.
Do I see anybody walking up to the second floor, like, presenting an invitation? Does it look something I could also illusion out?
It seems reasonable. Like they're not inspecting them too thoroughly, but you do see like he does request to see it, and he like holds it up to the light and stuff.
All right. Well, then I need a sheet of paper at least.
Yeah, I would go ahead and try that.
All right. I'm gonna walk around to the front and make it seem like I just got here and walk up.
Okay. Cool.
And attempt to illusion them out of this.
You find a piece of paper. Not hard.
Yeah.
You find a piece of paper and you cast an illusion. Not charm person. What's it called? Minor illusion?
Just minor illusion. Yeah,
it's a cantrip, so you're able to cast it freely. So you come up with this piece of paper. What does it say? You haven't had a chance to look at any of these VIP passes.
Do I at least have like a glimpse? Do I think it's like a generic slip, or do I think there are invitations that are written?
Roll perception to see if you did catch a glance of one as they were going up.
20.
20, okay. Yeah, you catch a glimpse. You aren't able to make out the fine details, but it does look handwritten.
Okay, I'm going to make my letter say, Vincenzo, you must come visit me at my party, and please enjoy all of the fine wine we'll be tasting on the second floor. And then scribbles on the bottom.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to make him roll. Why don't you roll performance right now, and I will roll against it and we'll see how this plays out. Yeah, because you're going to be trying to convince him that this thing is... You can roll deception if you want. Yeah, it's just I like deception. All right, roll deception. Okay. And I will roll against you with insight.
Okay. 15.
15. All right, cool. Okay, so you walk up. Start talking, dude.
Hello, I've just arrived. Sorry I am a little more than fashionably late. And I've just gotten my first invitation to one of these parties, and I was told there was a great wine selection by this invitation I've got. Available to me on the second floor.
I'm sure there is. Can I see your invitation, please?
Yes, I give it to him.
Okay, and he takes it and he holds it up to the light like you've seen him do a couple of times. And he does take a second. He reads it, says, okay, all right, wine, blah, blah, blah. And he looks at the scribbles and he's just kind of like, he squints a little bit and he's like, this doesn't seem right. But he kind of just shakes it off. Rolls the scroll back up, hands it back to you, have a good time, and sends you your way up the stairs.
All right, I've made it to the second floor. All right,
you're at the second floor, dude.
All right, I'm going to look around and see if there's anything that looks like the entrance to like a side room or an office or anything that looks clearly not for a party. What do I see?
You recall from sitting across the street in the cafe that when you go up the stairs... you are facing out into the street, and if you look across the street, you would see, the cafe. Most people would turn to the left as you come up these stairs and continue and go throughout the party that way, and you didn't see a single person enter the door to your right.
Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah, I remember that. Is there anybody guarding the door to the right?
No, but if you were to look around, you would see that there's a guard around here. Not necessarily looking directly at you, but, he did acknowledge you coming up the stairs, and... you only see one.
Okay,
from your vantage point.
Okay. I'm going to do my same check. Do I see anybody around here who seems like they are very familiar with the manor? I'm going to go to the left and go to the party area.
Okay, how many people are here? Go to the party zone. Yeah, yes. So you head into the party zone, and there's substantially fewer people up here, but there's substantially more to drink. And you're walking around and you see, there's small groups of people, maybe three or four, clumped around various things like a table or what have you. And then you see a large mass of people. And it appears that they're all, they're all kind of like huddled around listening. And then there's an uproar of laughter. And then they continue listening. And then there's another uproar of laughter. And then, it goes on as such as you, I presume, approach.
Okay, so this is the Lady Layla telling stories that people are forced to laugh at.
Seems reasonable. All
right, well, that's what I'm assuming until I go over there and inspect what's happening. So there's basically one mass of people. Do I see anybody that are not any people who are not listening?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely other groups of people sort of out and about. There's people at the open bar that are partaking in the fancy wines. There's people just who have their wine and want to sort of get away from all the madness for a little bit. There's various groups of people. There's wait staff, again, guards. You have spotted a second guard who is in this room with Layla.
Was the first guard able to see the stairs to the third floor?
Yes.
Figures. Just making sure. Is there a bartender?
Mm-hmm. Open bar.
I'm going to interrogate the bartender.
All right. Interrogate him. Throw him in the slammer.
All right. I'm gonna skip the pleasantry since we've been going on for a while.
Okay, sure.
Pretend I've talked him up. How many times have you bartended here?
4.
Do you know where the office is?
Well, I don't know why you'd be asking that, but no, I don't believe
I do.
Do
you know where the lady, Layla, you got me on my knees, does her business?
The bathroom, I presume, but... Well, the bedroom's on the third floor.
Damn it, Carter. The bedroom's on the third floor. Okay. So it seems like the office is going to be on the third floor. That's my hunch.
That seems reasonable enough.
All right, so I need to figure out a way to get rid of the guard who's guarding. Hmm. Is there anything that's not... So we're in this like party ballroom area on the left. What is there available that the guard would have to go look at on the right? Could I just like basically just distract him enough so that I can kind of quietly walk up the stairs while he's investigating something else?
So this party surrounds both sides of the stairs. If you kind of like walked around a little bit, you would gather that the room that was locked may have been a closet, or a rather large closet at that, but it doesn't seem like it connects to the rest of the house. Maybe it's a dumbwaiter or something, who knows. But you do find that like there's some glassware that's sitting over alone, unattended.
Would I be able to cast Mage Hand discreetly enough to knock over basically all of the stuff on one table in this party?
So Mage Hand has a maximum force of 10 pounds, but you could like yank a cloth, you know, and knock
that's
over
what
a
I'm
bunch
saying.
Of glasses.
Like, I'm not like flipping the table. I'm just like knocking enough stuff off that everybody will notice.
Yes. You
like knock over a bottle of wine.
With a stealth check, probably.
All right. I'm gonna get into, you know, away from some people and Mage Hand the shit out of some glass.
Okay. So you kind of, you get away from people?
I get to, like, I'm not like isolated, but I am not close to anybody so they can see what I'm doing. Okay. I'm kind of just chilling.
Sure. Roll a stealth check.
Stealth, please. 11?
11. This is a big party. There's loud things happening. Let's see what happens here. So you pull on the cloth, the tablecloth, with your mage hand, and there are glasses that fall off the table and shatter. There's food that kind of goes scattered everywhere, and people turn and react, and they don't scream, but it's like, oh goodness, I'm a little shocked. And I presume you've kind of positioned yourself in a place where you can bolt to the door, or you can bolt to the stairs if you need to.
Yeah, I'm going to slow, not bolt, but you know.
Yeah, you can get there. You can roll another stealth path if you want. Don't worry about it yet. So you attract the attention of the guards. In fact, you attract the attention of all three of them. And they are all looking at the pile of glass. However, you attract the attention of one other person to yourself. And that is Layla. Layla has noticed that you've cast this spell.
Motherfucker. All right.
And she's eyeing you. She's not walking to you, but she's sort of continuing her story, but she's stopped making eye contact with the people that she's telling it to, and is just kind of keeping an eye on you.
All right.
If you wanted to sort of evade her gaze, you could do that with a successful stealth check.
I'm going to wink at her.
She literally doesn't know how to respond. She's like, you just shattered my glasses. What kind of fucking seduction is this?
All right. As the guards are looking, I'm going to now make my brisk exit and try and get it so where she can't see me as I exit.
Yeah. Okay. So roll a stealth check, which will be contesting her perception.
That's a 23, boy.
That'll do it. You successfully sort of whip around a corner, go down a hallway, come back out, and then find yourself with unrestricted access to the third floor stairs.
All right, I'm going to very, not slowly, but very quietly go up to the third floor and look out before people, I think, would notice me unless they were staring down the stairwell. You know, like get a glimpse and see if anybody's looking at the top or guarding the top.
No. So I will say that you did count all three of the guards that were unaccounted for on the second floor. So as far as your count goes, all of the guards are accounted for.
I'm still suspicious of that permanent is a reasonable guards that thing never to entered.
Do. You don't see anybody that contests you.
Okay. Do I notice, what do I see on the third floor here now that I'm up here?
You see that there are a lot of doors that are shut that aren't very ornate. And then at the end of a rather long hallway that is adjacent to the stairwell, you see a rather ornate door frame that's for double doors.
So I'm assuming that's the bedroom. Do I know anything about layout of buildings of this style? Do I think the office would be attached to the bedroom or away from it?
I feel like there should be a skill for this. There used to be, but there's not anymore.
Was this insight?
No. This would be an intelligence-based skill. Go ahead and just roll flat intelligence. No proficiency.
All right. Well, that's 16. 17 minus 1.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah, so you know that the office is generally adjoined to the bedroom of a manor of this size and of, you know, the person who inhabits it.
All right, I'm going to approach the bedroom quietly and listen, see if I hear anything, just in case.
Perception?
12.
You hear nothing.
Fair enough. Is it locked? I attempt to open the door, casually.
You attempt to casually open the door, and it is indeed locked.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Do I notice any other entrances to the bedroom? Who the fuck locks their bedroom when they're not in it?
Somebody who's got literally over 100 people at this party.
Fair.
There are no other visible entrances that you're like, that's the bedroom entrance, you know, like this one. But there are doors that are rather close to this.
Okay. Can I try those and see if they're unlocked?
Yeah, sure. The one to the left is unlocked. Actually, we'll go with Hilo. Hilo.
Hi.
Okay, yeah. The one to the left is unlocked, and you open the door, and it is indeed a bathroom. It is a bathroom that is, you see, like, you walk into it, and there's, like, a bath, there's a fancy toilet, I thought about saying it, I really did. There's another door at the end of the bathroom that, you know, using spatial reasoning, probably goes to the bedroom.
I enter I try and open the other door.
The other door is not locked.
Wow.
Seems like they weren't very smart when they locked these doors. And you open the door into a immensely ornate bedroom. There's a four-poster bed. There's this massive dresser and this massive closet that you can see into. Everything is wonderfully decorated and pristinely well-kept. And on the other side, so you sort of walked in the left side of the bedroom to the right, to your right, you can see the main double doors. And directly across the bedroom, you can see another door.
All right, I'm going to head into the other door. I'm going to avoid.
The door is unlocked. What's your passive perception?
What is that? Just regular?
It's 10 wisdom? Plus your perception modifier.
Oh, 14.
You hear what sounds like people... One or two, two people have just approached the top of the stairs.
Okay.
How good of a thief do you think you are?
I'm not a thief.
You are actively thieving.
I have a lot of the skills of a thief. So out of 10, I'd say 7.
7? Okay. I'd say you're smart enough to shut doors, right? If you find them shut, you'd shut them. You've played enough PUBG. Okay. Cool.
My name is Zarky.
Your name is Zarky.
Yeah.
And you're here to say... Hate to play PUBG in a major way. Okay, so you open the door. You do know that there are people now on the third floor with you.
Okay. Do I hear them say anything?
You hear them say, hey, split up. You go that way. I'll check this way. The main bedroom, the master bedroom, should be locked, but, you know, keep looking just in case.
Okay.
So they split up and begin searching for you, maybe.
Yes, I assume the lady... did not enjoy my winking and told the guards. All right, first thing, I'm going to, you know, search the office for the documents I think I need, and also for a seal. Okay. You know what I mean?
Like,
I need
stamp?
Like a way to authenticate letters from the lady.
Okay. Yeah, you find... What are they called? Not a signet. Well, yeah, you don't find a signet ring, but you find like the actual stamp version of it, whatever the stamp version of a signet ring is. Mm-hmm. So you have that, but you do not have any hot wax, if that's what you're looking for right now.
No, I'm just going to steal it.
Okay, I didn't know what you were going for. What was the other thing that you wanted? Just documents you were looking for?
The documents I'm looking for. I'm going to start my search.
Right. So you start your search. Roll investigation.
I'm dumb.
I know.
Five?
Five. You don't find it very quickly. You begin shuffling through, and you do find a lot of documents, but there's nothing that's saying, beep, 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 beep. Zentarum, yes, want this? Of course. So nothing that you see. There's a lot of documents, things that would take two arms full to carry, but you can continue searching if you want, which would give you another investigation check.
Yeah, I'm going to investigate again.
Okay.
You get out of this with at least some left.
All right, so you see, you hear people are opening doors. And okay, cool. You hear people are opening doors and getting closer to you. However, nobody has opened the office room that you are in yet. And you do find something. You at least find a stack of papers. You're like, it's got to be in here. And so you find what probably has what you need in it.
Okay, I'm going... How big is a stack of papers? Will it fit in my bag?
Yeah, it's like textbook sized. So yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just take the whole stack and put it in my bag.
Let me tell you what this room looks like and what you have available to you. Okay, so you walked into the side door of this room, the one that adjoins to the bedroom. This is actually on the back side of the house, which does have windows behind it. The back side of this house has an adjoining house. Not an adjoining house, but a house that runs right up to it, through the back window of this room, you can see the other house, the other mansion, if you will. Nobody seems to be in the room that's just across from the office. Outside, the door you can see from the inside is locked. However, it does lock from the inside, so you'd be able to unlock it and get out if you so desired. The office itself just has one desk, a lot of like cabinets and files and things, mostly historical records, but the file that you found was in the desk itself. That's everything interesting.
Okay. So you said I came in the side door of the office, and there's a main door as well, right?
Yes.
Am I able to lock the side door from the bedroom?
So you want to be standing in the bedroom?
I want to be able to stand in the office and lock the door.
Not without the key. Actually, does that work?
Okay, of course.
Yeah, that works, yeah. Not without the key. Right. You can lock it from the bedroom without the key, but in the office you can't.
Did I notice there are windows in the bedroom?
In the bedroom? Yeah, there's also there are windows in the bedroom that are like out the back, same thing.
Do I notice any candles or anything?
Yeah, well, there's one candle that's in the office that you can imagine is explicitly for, you know, stamping things. No, it is not. There are some oil lamps in both this room. Actually, the oil lamps in this room are extinguished. However, the oil lamps in the bedroom are lit.
Perfect. I'm gonna hash out my plan to you before I execute it.
Okay.
Just to brainstorm here. I'm going to light her bed on fire, break the window, and then just leave out the other door from the office when the guards go in there.
Okay, so you're breaking the window in the bedroom.
Yes, I'm going to quietly light the bed on fire, and then wait a little bit until like it would be serious if somebody came in, break the window, and immediately go into the office and shut the door quietly. Then when they're in there looking at, you know, the bed and looking out the window, I'm just going to leave out the other door of the office.
Cool. Okay. So let's go ahead and just roll one stealth check for that. Just the one would be fine. Don't fuck it up.
We're good, boys. What's my modifier? Hold on. Rolled a 19. 23.
Okay. Yeah, you successfully light this bed on fire, break the window, and enter the office. The guards enter the bedroom. You are able to slip out behind them, and where do you go after you're outside? We'll keep this stealth check so you can go wherever you want.
All right, so now I'm in the main foyer of the third floor, right?
Correct.
I didn't plan for a window escape, unfortunately, so I'm gonna have to go down the stairs, I think.
Okay, so you trot down the stairs.
Yes, I'm gonna trot down the stairs.
Okay. So as you trot down the stairs, high or low?
Low.
Okay. You trot down the stairs, and luckily enough, there's not a guard directly looking at the stairs. So you are clear to come down them.
I'm just going to head my way on down the first floor stairs to pick up my violin, as long as I don't see anybody in my immediate vicinity.
You've successfully navigated through the most difficult part of that, which would be getting out of the completely restricted area unnoticed. And so now you are able to walk down the stairs into the first floor, pick up your violin, and leave with the documents you came for. As you leave, you hear people screaming and shouting, "The house is on fire! The house is on fire!" As people begin frantically searching for you, the guards begin frantically searching for you, but by the time anything, you know, would be dangerous for you, you're well gone. So you have successfully retrieved these documents.
And a stamp.
And a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you like to do?
I, being a classy motherfucker, I'm going to buy an envelope, some hot wax, and mail the documents with this stamp to the Zentarum.
Oh, that's hot. I love it. Okay, yeah, you do that. You do that. You get paid 7 gold pieces.
Nice. Profited 2.
Yep. And you have successfully completed your mission. Good job.
All right. Sorry we rusted there at the end.
No, I think it went fine. I think that, you know, it went about as, because, you know, the out is much easier than the in, I would think. De-escalating levels of security instead of escalating them. But cool. Yeah. So thank you, listeners, for listening to our Dungeons and Dragons sort of filler ep. I had a good time. I hope you did too, Scott.
Yeah. This is good. It fleshes out my character's strategies easier than when we have 5 people.
Yeah, that's precisely what I wanted to do. I wanted to give you an option to explore your character in a way that just gave you some room for movement. So
I take those 2 cantrips specifically to do bullshit like this all the time. Yeah.
And it was great. It went awesome. Okay. So, that is it for the episode. Check out our website, broughttothetable.com. We have all the episodes up there. It also has links to, like, I think iTunes and Stitcher on there as well. So if you're listening on either of those apps or Google Play as well, I feel like we're on one other one, but I can't remember what it is. Subscribe to us so you don't miss an episode. We might do another D&D bullshit episode like this. Diana also plays, so maybe one day. You can email us at broughttothetable@gmail.com. We love to hear your suggestions or your thoughts about the character that we just sort of gave to you to listen to. Or if you have ideas for episodes or things that you just want to hear us do, please let us know. You can find us on Facebook and Tumblr at Brought to the Table. You can find us on Twitter at To the Table Pod. It's different because Twitter sucks. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for the episode. Ah, fuck. I'm so mad right now. I just thought of something good.
What?
You know what? All right, so retconning. You know what they're serving at this party? Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now we've talked about giraffes. Jeez, what happened to my voice just now?
You smoked 17 packs.
Yeah, I put this candle in my mouth and just...
All right, what? We went different, different ways with that.
Yeah, we did. I thought you were going to say your ass, too. So, like, you juked me twice. No, my
17-pack abs.
Yeah, I got it now.
My 17-pack of ass. All right, let's do this.